Unlimited Accessible Marketing Guide, audio version. Contents. First, introduction and the basics. Second, websites. Third, print and text. Fourth, accessible formats. Fifth, social media. Sixth, references and resources. Authors. The original version of this document was published in 2016 by Jennifer Tompkins, former head of marketing and development at Arts Admin, and Joe Verrant, senior producer at Unlimited. This latest version was updated in 2020 by Grace McDonough, Marketing Officer at Arts Admin, with support from the Unlimited, Arts Admin, and Shape Arts teams. This is a live document and we want to keep it as up-to-date as possible. Please get in touch via info@unlimited.org.uk if you have any questions, suggestions, or additions. Unlimited is an arts commissioning program that aims to embed work by disabled artists within the UK and international cultural sectors, reach new audiences, and shift perceptions of disabled people. Unlimited has been delivered by the disability-led arts organisation Shape Arts and arts-producing organisation Arts Admin since 2013 and is currently funded by Arts Council England, Arts Council Wales, Creative Scotland and British Council. Since 2013, Unlimited has awarded over £4 million to 280 ambitious disabled artists and companies, which have been seen by or engaged with more than 2.6 million people globally and online. www.weareunlimited.org.uk and follow We Are UNLTD on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Introduction. Accessibility means the degree to which a product, device, service, or environment is available to as many people as possible. When we talk about accessibility, we're talking about removing the barriers preventing someone from accessing something. In marketing, this translates to our websites, our print or marketing materials, and our social media, as well as the written copy, images, videos, and other media we use across all of these platforms. Why make your marketing accessible? It is our responsibility to design and carry out our marketing activity in ways that mean it is usable to as many people as possible, irrespective of context. Some people may consider accessibility an afterthought, but it should be built in from the start as it benefits a larger group of people. Accessibility most directly helps disabled and older people, but all audiences benefit from inclusive design. Examples of this might be how high contrast screens help people see in bright sunlight, how people watching videos on noisy trains need subtitles, simple use of English helps those who don't use it as their first language, and clean design aids readability for all. Designing for a disabled person can also benefit many others. Around 1 billion people worldwide, that's 15% of the global population, have some form of impairment, and including temporary and situational disabilities in these numbers increases the number dramatically. There are exciting and attractive ways to make your events, exhibitions, and performances more accessible, and ultimately serve a more diverse audience. Keep each other in check and accountable. Accessibility is not an afterthought, it's a team responsibility, a social responsibility, and a legal requirement in line with the Equality Act 2010, which protects people from discrimination in the workplace and in wider society. The basics. Get it right from the start. Access for Disabled People is about your organisation making its main marketing materials accessible. It is not just about alternative formats. Don't assume. Not all disabled people see themselves as disabled. Often older people, who have a range of impairments, would never think to look at a page labelled with disability or accessibility. Not all disabilities are visible, and not all disabled people want to explain their disability, so do not marginalise access information. Mind your language. Create a language guide so that everyone in your organisation uses the same words in the same context, and more importantly, know why they are doing so. Disability equality training for your organisation will help this exercise. In the UK, most of the arts sector find it more acceptable to say disabled person than person with a disability, according to the social model of disability. Plain English. Check the reading age of your copy for free in Microsoft Word to get your Flesch Kincaid grade level. This is the school year your writing is suitable for. You should aim for 8 on the Flesch Kincaid scale, which is the average reading age of 13 years old. Plain English campaign have resources for this. Writing style. Be concise and use short, simple sentences. Try not to use phrases that could be confusing, like double negatives. Consider using bullet points and numbering if there are lists of more than 3 things. Break up longer text with regular section headings and, for longer documents, like this one, include a table of contents. Alternative text for images and other media. There is an option to add alt text on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and on most website editing platforms, /CMS. Alt text describes the image for blind or partially sighted people who might be using screen readers, a form of assistive technology often used by people who are visually impaired or with dyslexia. For more on this, please refer to the resources at the end of this document. Content notes. Content notes, also known as trigger warnings or content information, are notes written at the top of content to alert your audience to themes within the work. They can be used to notify your audience of issues that may potentially cause distress so they know ahead of time and can avoid it if they choose to. Email signatures. Your email signature is constantly in use, so it is important that this adheres to accessibility standards. This means size 12, clear font which is not italicized, capitalized, or using a light color that is less visible. You may choose to include your working hours and pronouns. As Stonewall says, pronouns are words we use to refer to people's gender in conversation, for example, he or she. Some people may prefer others to refer to them in gender-neutral language and use pronouns such as they, their, and sie, zir. If you work outside the usual working hours of the art sector, starting 9 to 10 a.m, finishing 5 to 6 p.m, this is a good way to set boundaries about when you can reply. Ask. Consult with disabled people. This is not just the key to getting it right, but to building audiences too. Ask for feedback, then act on it. Invite people to ask for different formats and don't make it sound like a chore. For example, say, please ask us for this information in alternative formats, rather than this information is available in alternative formats upon request. Know which alternative formats you can supply, how long it will take you to produce them, and that you may need some extra budget to create them. Be aware that you are required by law to do this, under the Equality Act 2010.